Hi, my name is Danny Morell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. Hello and welcome. This is episode number 37 of the Real Estate Sales Show and one of the most interesting episodes we have ever had. I'm your host, Danny Morell. As always, I am here to flat out change your life in the next 30 to 45 minutes that we spend with each other. And I don't think I have ever had a more important conversation than the one I'm about to have today. Before I introduce today's show, today's guest, which happens to be my wife, I want to go over a real quick review that we had on the show. And I want to say thank you to, let's see here. Well, didn't leave their name, but thank you to CCC000. I listen to this podcast when I'm driving around town and when I'm on road trips. I keep repeating many of the episodes because there's so much to learn in each of them. So thank you to that individual. I can't give you credit because I don't know what your name is, but you did give us 5 stars. If you haven't already done so, go in iTunes and give us a 5-star review and leave us a rating. It helps us a lot with growing the show. Once again, if you don't already know, I also want to say thank you for all of you who have bought tickets to come out to the Relentless event that we are having. If you want information on it, go to relentlessevent.com. It's going to be next Thursday when the event is actually held. It's going to be live at the Disneyland Hotel. We are max capacity, beyond sold out. I believe the place holds 520 people or so, and we have already sold 535 tickets. So that'll be very interesting, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Special guest for that event is going to be none other than Tim Grover, the author of Relentless, and Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant's former coach. So that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, guys, I thought about this show for one reason. And I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm not going to kiss her butt, but I'm just telling the truth. I thought about it because I've been blessed with an amazing wife. I've been blessed with an understanding human being. I've been blessed with a human being that is very secure in herself. I've been blessed with someone that doesn't have an inkling of jealousy or doubt or fear or worry in herself as a human being. And as a result, whenever I deal with doubt or whenever I deal with worry, she is my rock. She's my core. She's my everything. She's been with me through thick and thin. She supported me when I literally couldn't even support myself. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the best guest we've ever had on the show, my beautiful wife, Miss Claudia Morell. Say hello, Claudia.
Hi.
And by the way, gentlemen, I know you're falling in love with her right now as you're seeing her on the screen, but she's already taken, okay? So, babe, listen, this is an important show. It's an important show because I think that psychologically speaking, a lot of people, a lot of our listeners might be dealing with this issue. And that's the issue that, business makes, the success of our business is deeply connected with how we feel about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when our business is doing good, we feel good about ourselves. And when our business is doing bad, we feel really crummy about ourselves. And then on top of that, they have this relationship with their spouse, with their wife or their husband that they have to deal with. And then on top of all of that, they have kids in the picture. So this can get very, very complicated. And so I wanted to go ahead and have a conversation with you that hopefully share some light with everybody else. So are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
So first off, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have 3 boys at home. I started when you and I first got married. I started off with being a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, as the company started getting bigger, I wanted to get involved. I felt that this is our baby just as much as it is your baby. This mm-hmm. is my baby just as much as it is your baby. So I wanted to get involved. I wanted hands-on. And so now I work part-time and I homeschool part-time and I have my little boys at home.
Awesome. So when you say you work part-time, what role do you play in the company?
I do the HR, the human resources, and I kind of make sure that everybody there is basically happy and things are going the way it should be.
Okay, fantastic. So let's take this back to the very beginning. you know, you and I met, and I was always one of those individuals that wanted to be married. So I saw you and I pursued you very heavily and very aggressively.
You sure did.
And then we got married. We literally met and got married and got pregnant and had a baby all within the span of like 16 months, a year, or something like that, right? So so when we did that, Claudia, none of us knew that the financial downturn was about to happen.
Absolutely not.
And so let's go back to that, because I, you know, things are great for us as a family right now, and obviously our business is growing, but for some people it might not be that great right now. And maybe we could shed some insight into how we dealt with that as a couple. Talk to them about that period of time. 2008, 2009 were the worst years of our lives, but we grew a lot and we learned a lot. What do you remember about that time?
It was bad. It was probably the worst and the best times. I think that I saw you change. I saw you become this very confident man, and then I saw you kind of just slowly, it started just shedding away. And I think it was supposed to happen, because you were supposed to be humbled, and it was a learning experience for you. I knew we weren't going to be stuck there forever. And I remember one time.
You did. You knew that.
I knew that. Like, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, I knew that. And I think I knew that because of your vision. Your vision was so clear. And even back then, you knew that you wanted to, you know, one day eventually sell out the Staples Center. And that's something that's the direction that you're going, even still to this day. We haven't hit it yet, but that's the direction you're going. That vision is so clear to me. So that was easy for me to believe, this is only a season. This is only a season, and we're going to get out of this. I know we're going to get out of this. And, you know, I just got to take it day by day and step by step.
So you know, it's and explain to people how bad it got. From your end, because I know they've heard it from my end, but how bad was it from your end?
It was ugly. It was really, really ugly. I might even get a little emotional, because it's such a sensitive subject for me, because it was so ugly. And my role in our house was to keep it from you. I never wanted to tell you, because I didn't want to dent your confidence. I wanted you to stay intact. I want you to be put together so that you can go out and do what you needed to do and, you know, come home and still have that confidence. We didn't have milk for Isaiah at that time. I was 8 months pregnant.
With Micah.
Yes. And my mom would come home and she would bring me groceries, and, you know, and I wouldn't even tell you that, because I just didn't want that to mess with your head. And so my mom would come and give us groceries. I remember we had a Prius at the time, and we had a bowl of change. And thank God, with $8, the Prius, it would take you to point A to point B and bring you back. So I would get some change and be like, here's some change for the Prius. And you would just kind of roll down the hill and go to the gas station, fill it up, and then go to your next destination.
Yeah.
So it was pretty rough. I mean, the situations were not the best. And eventually we had to we moved into your mom's house, which was a blessing, but that was very, mind you, we lived in that beautiful home, and now we're living with your mom. So even though we were there I would have to say that was rock bottom. I knew that this was just still temporary. And I would tell my nephew, this is temporary. This isn't going to be forever. And sure enough.
Well, you know, and I want to bring something up. You know, guys, and I'm an open book, and we're just like that. So hopefully you're getting something from this. But one thing that you just mentioned, you know, I remember during that time, I remember people were getting divorced. I remember people were leaving each other. People were cheating on each other. It was like a mess during that time. And I remember on my side, I remember just coming home, and even though the outside world was a mess for me, I remember that you did such a great job at making it feel like there was nothing wrong. And you just said something. You said, my role in our home was to keep it from you. That's a lot of pressure that you put on yourself. That's a huge burden that you have to put on yourself. And then you also said, I did that to make sure that it didn't mess with your confidence. How the hell did you do that?
The only person I vented to was my mom.
Okay.
And so I was thankful that I had that one person to vent to, and I would just tell her everything. And she also would assure me that everything was going to be fine. Because she had experienced something very similar in her, when she was growing up, and she was newlywed with my dad. So she reassured me that everything was going to be fine. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for my mom and her reassuring me, and, you know, and it was hard. I mean, you would come home and, you know, you'd be shut down. And you wouldn't be wanting to talk.
So tell me this, because I don't know myself to be this way. So I know I went through it, but it's, you know, I'm pretty motivated every day. But yeah, what?
Yeah, you would come home, you would shut down. Of course, your job, your personality, who you are, is you go out and you motivate and you talk to people and you do what you got to do. That's your gift, and I'm very aware of your gift. At home, you come home and you shut down. And especially when we were going through what we were going through, you would completely shut down. You didn't want to talk, because in a way you would just kind of like, oh my goodness, I'm coming home to this. You know, we're still
stuck.
Reality would hit you when you got home.
Right.
So therefore I would just have to just, hey babe, what do you want to do? Yeah. Let's go do something, or whatever the case may be. I would try to make the negative into something positive. That was just what I had to do.
Okay, so now let's take the opposite. You know, first question, there was obviously, because you see, not everybody's going to bear that burden the way you bared it. And
you don't have a choice.
Okay, well, this is good. Because I want to talk to people who now are on my side, who are the ones out there, you know, the real estate salespeople, the business people who are out and they're struggling a little bit. Tell me, you know, if I was a jerk, if I was untrustworthy, if I was, in other words, there must have been something that I did or that we can do to gain that type of reaction from you. What do you think that would be?
Communication.
Really?
Communication. I think, and not only that, but it was very clear from the beginning, even in our marriage, that this was team effort. That was very big for us. So when the boys would be like, Mom, where's dad? And I'd be like, well, dad's out, you know, working. So he's got to do what he's got to do so that we can have, you know, shoes on your feet, you know, clothes on your back, and food on the table. You guys, you know, I miss dad. So do I, but he's got to do what he's got to do, you know?
So you just took it, because listen, I will say something. I'm sure people are going to give their spouses this to listen to. And I want to be gentle with this, because not everybody's wired the same way. Not everybody can handle the same things. But if you were to encourage the spouses on the other side now, right? What words of encouragement would you give them if they're going through a tough time?
As far as what you mean, like you?
No, I'm talking to talk to the yous of the world, like now talk to the spouses. Yeah.
I think no, but you know, I wouldn't talk to just the spouses. I would talk to the one that's out there. Yes, the couple, the one that's out there working and putting in the effort, because it's important for, at the same time, it's important for, we're still humans. Like, we still need attention, and we still need that one-on-one. But I would also talk to the one that's out there working and encourage them to speak to their spouse and be in communication of what's the plan, what's going on.
Let them know what's happening.
Let them know what's going on. Because if they are out of the loop, then the the one that's at home or the one that's, you know, not out there working their butt off, then they start like, what's going on? They start questioning. They have a lot of doubt. They have a lot of concerns. Well, you're not communicating with me. Are we still together? Are we still not together? Or, you know, are we going to be together? What's going on?
What's up?
So I think that is extremely important. And that's one thing that you emphasize. Like, you would break down the numbers with me. You would show me what was going on. You would show me the business plan. So yeah, I felt that there was, okay, get out there then. Go back out there.
Go back out there. Go do it.
You know?
Yeah.
Go do your thing then. Okay, I got it. So I think once that, and it's again, it's back to that vision. Once that vision is clear within the family, mm-hmm. then it makes it okay for you to go out and work.
Okay.
And stay out late if you need to. But then at the same time, if it's like, if you're staying out 5 days,
right,
can you give me that third day, or, you know, give me what day are you going to give me?
Okay.
And give the kids.
All right. So let's talk about this, because we're jumping back and forth, but obviously it's because we're a couple and we just kind of talk like this. So, all right, we're past the bad times. And then, you know, I had the vision to start the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember what you told me. Do you remember what you told me? You said, if you're going to go back,
you better be the best.
Yes. So this, I'll never forget that. She says, I have one. This was after, you know, 2 years of struggle. She says, mm-hmm. I have one request. She says, if you're going to go back into the industry, you need to be the best.
Number one.
And remember, I promised you we would be.
Yeah.
And I promised you we would be fast. And, yeah. And again, I hope you guys are seeing this. The type of relationship that was there is that she had the faith in me that we could become number one. And then I made the promise we will become number one. And then she says, we'll go out there, damn it, and go make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of times that there's not that. There's almost like this hiding of things, and there's this missing connection where people are not able to just talk to each other. And as a result, I mean, babe, you rarely bother me. I don't remember when was the last time that you bothered me about being home or about doing any of that stuff. So let's talk about time management. Because it's obvious that I think I'm pretty good at, like, babe, I'm going to go hard for 3 days, and then the fourth day I'm going to come home early.
Yeah.
Things like that. Like, tomorrow we're going to take off. We're going to go on a little vacation. So I'll be home today at 1:30, so that I could spend time with the kids.
Correct. Sometimes you get stuck into it, though, and you forget. Like, sometimes it's like, you know, we're on week three and I'm just like, you know, I need to remind you. But it's always, and I always, you know, I think I don't nag at you. By that time, I'm kind of like, okay, it's enough. Like, I think we need a little bit more of your attention or your time. So, I mean, that does happen. But that's normal. I think that's completely normal on your end, because you're so focused and you have your vision is so clear that you get stuck. And sometimes it's kind of like a tap on the shoulder. It's like, you gotta, you know, put the brakes just a little bit so you can spend time with us.
Okay. And do you feel, because this is where an argument could start, obviously, do you feel that when you do that, that I respond?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Okay.
You do.
Okay.
Yes. And it's also like, it'll last a few weeks, and then it's a reminder again. Like, it's constantly like, you have to be reminded.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I think it's normal. It's kind of like a habit, you know. It's a routine.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that we're finding balance in the fact that I go out and I work hard, and I focus on what has to get done, and then if I ever go a little too long, you just remind me and let me know. And you know that I respect that, and that I in turn slow
for
things
sure.
down. Yes,
for sure.
Okay, what would you feel like then? Because this is okay, guys. Listen, and gals, if you're out there working,
yeah.
What would you feel like if I didn't respect that, and if I said, "Well, what's wrong with you? I'm out there, you know, trying to make it happen," or whatever the case may be. How would that make you feel?
I'd feel like it's not. That's when you get upset, you know, then you start feeling like we're not important to you, or,
right,
you know, those feelings start coming into play. But, you know, I mean, I think,
So you're saying a quick fix if anybody's having these issues is communication and respect.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. You got to make your wife feel important, your spouse feel important, you know, whether it's the husband or the wife.
Okay.
You got to make them feel, I mean, we're still humans and we demand that respect.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I've got a question for you because the word respect just came up. I'll never forget. I'll always remember when I went to ask your dad for your hand in marriage, which by the way, he still hasn't said yes. That's our family joke. But I remember when we were sitting next to each other and we were speaking to him, I asked him, so do you have any guidance? Do you have any advice? I've always just been very coachable. And he says, yeah, one word, respect. Mm-hmm. You know, respect each other. He says, if you respect each other, then everything will be fine. And talk to me about how you think that I respect you. And then I'll talk to you about how I think that you respect me. And it might give everybody some insight into maybe some things that they could work on to make this whole thing better. So what are ways that I respect you?
Well, I think first of all, if I say something, if I have a feeling about I don't like the way something is, then I think you listen to it and you're coachable in that sense.
Right.
And I think that is, that's good. That's a good thing. If I have a feeling about wanting to start something new, you respect me and that, you know, you want me to go for it. You support me 100% in that. And any hobby that comes up, you're just always like, all right, let's go for it, you know?
Okay.
So I think that's important. I think, especially with my feelings, I think you listen, you hear me out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you may not see it my way, but you're open to trying to see it my way.
Okay. And I'll tell you how I think you respect me. I think the biggest way that you respect me is you let me be. Mm-hmm. You have a gift, and I think that this is just from you being so secure in yourself.
That's true, mm-hmm.
Right? And we'll talk about that. But mm-hmm. You know, when I'm at the office, you leave me alone. Mm-hmm. I for the life of me, never in our marriage have you ever bothered me or stuff just doesn't come up when I'm working. It seems as though you understand that I'm out there trying to fulfill something for our family and you just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest way that you respect me. We have another way that you respect me, and I think that we respect each other, is that I think that we both are really good at being our own individuals.
Yes, that's important.
Yeah, I think that...
So important.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that. I want your opinion on that. I think we're both really good at, like, and people don't get all crazy, but I don't need Claudia to make me feel fulfilled or happy. And Claudia doesn't need me to make her feel fulfilled or happy.
100%.
Right? We are 100%. Both happy human beings, content, secure, trusting in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, when we come together, we're content and secure and trusting in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you respect me by respecting yourself mm-hmm. enough to not need me. I mean, that may sound weird, but
no, it's true. It's something that I said to myself that I didn't want to rely on anybody else. I need to rely on myself. Mm-hmm. I provide myself the emotional stability. Mm-hmm. Like I need to be stable so that my kids can be stable. You know, you're in and out, you're working hard. And if I relied on you emotionally at all times, then I'm
We got
doing
a problem.
Myself a disservice.
Yeah.
Like that's not fair for me. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Like before comes Claudia, then comes, you know, a wife, then comes a mom.
Say that again, because that was big, guys. Please listen.
First comes Claudia, First comes Claudia, then comes a wife, then comes a mom. I need to be happy within myself, secure within myself, and confident within myself so that I can, so that everybody can feel that energy. Because otherwise it's not going to be, it's not going to happen. I always think I'm kind of, sometimes I think morbid stuff, but something, what if something were to happen, you know, to you? And what I have to be, I can't be relying on you emotionally. You're going to take that away from me. That's not how it should be. I need to be stable within myself.
Right.
You know, and so that my kids can be stable. I think that is important. I need to do things. So whatever makes me happy, whether it's working out, whether it's yoga, whether it's hiking, whether it's whatever, I need to find that and do it because that's what's going to make me
happy.
Happy.
If not, you're sitting at home.
I'm sitting at home.
Pissed off at life.
Waiting for you to get there.
Waiting for me to get there. And if I'm even an hour late, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
Fighting happens. I can't go out and do what I have to do.
You know, it's funny because if, you know, if you are running late, then I'm like, okay, well, I'll meet you there because I got to go. I'm moving forward. You, Danny, we're hiking at 7 o'clock. You're not up at 6:45 yet. And I'm going without you. Bye. I'll put the baby on my back and I'm moving forward because that's what I had said.
Ladies, I want you to hear what she just said because this is so powerful. And honestly, and men also, and I'm talking to the spouse, right? The spouse. Look, your spouse has made a decision, by the way, a scary enough decision as it is, to go out there and work in a field or to do something where they are not guaranteed an income. They're not guaranteed anything, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. The only thing that they are guaranteed is that there is no guarantees. That takes a lot of courage, a lot of faith, a lot of perseverance, right? And then if on top of that much scariness that they have to go through at home, they're dealing with someone that is not necessarily that secure within themselves, guys, there's going to be problems.
And it's hard for a lot of stay-at-home moms. It's really, really hard for a lot of stay-at-home moms because they start hiding behind their children.
Yeah.
And they start hiding behind their children and they lose themselves. They forget what interests them. They forget. And I understand that your kids are your life. I get that. However, you need to find what makes you happy.
Okay.
Because you just do. You do.
All right. So here's another word that I think of. Trust.
Oh, yeah.
Trust is, I think, is one of our strong. And by the way, guys, we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect. You know, we run a company. We have 350 plus agents, mm-hmm. 30 plus employees. There's close to 400 people. We see things kind of come up, and our heart is to help people. So that's why we're having this conversation. Okay,
yeah.
Trust is such a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have the saying amongst each other: you can go out and cheat if you want, or you can go out and mess up if you want, but just know that your shit will be waiting for you at the door and it's over. There's one shot and that's it. That's the only shot, right? And we both have that with each other. And I remember that your mother, you know, when your dad said respect, by the way, I got to give kudos to your parents because they're quite honestly, they're one of the reasons that I made the decision to marry you because I saw the household that you came from and I saw how solid they were together. It was like, mm-hmm. it was like, yeah, of course they love their kids, but it was them first.
Oh yeah. My mom and my dad are like,
yeah, they're rock solid, mm-hmm. rock solid. So thank you, Esther and Alberto. We love you guys obviously, but I remember that your mom said trust and trust has been a big thing for us. Mm-hmm. Baby, we don't deal with jealousy. When you want to go for the weekend, when you want to go have fun, when I want to go do, I mean, we're pretty cool with that. And I think some people may struggle with that. Where does that trust come from?
I don't know. I guess I know who I am and I know what I'm worth. And I know that my value. So like, if you were to, you'd be the fool. Like, it's your bad, not mine.
Right.
Like, I guess it's back to, I don't have a, like, I don't,
it's whatever. It's a non-issue.
This is like, well, you're stupid.
Yeah. Just like you would be stupid. I mean, that'd be your bad. They'd be lining up. I'll tell you that right now.
Shut up. You're so,
you know, it's funny. We joke about this. We just kind of mess around, but it's just, we're just so, this is a non-issue. This is a non-issue for us.
It's just stupid. Like, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I know what I'm worth. I know my value. I know I'm important. I know what I bring to the table, and there's no one else like me. So, you know, and it's not an issue for me.
Say that again. There's no one else like me.
There's no one else like me. Yeah. Like my mom say, soy única.
That's right. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to stop having jealousy issues? There you have it. Realize that there was no one else on planet Earth as amazing, as beautiful, as powerful as you.
Like, and you know, and if I feel that way, then you're going to know that. You're going to know what I'm worth.
Right.
Because I'm going to, you know, again, you're going to feel that energy. You're going to know that I'm worth. So if I
feel I do feel that energy. I am very clear with the fact that I would be an idiot to mess this up. Trust me. Yes.
Yeah, and if I feel it, then you're gonna know what I'm worth. So it's just it's fine. I don't.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so now let's go to the next level, and then I'm gonna ask you a couple more questions, and then by the way, if you're not following me on Instagram or on Facebook, you need to go do that, because when we have these interviews like that, I give you an opportunity to ask questions. So like on your cell phone, press pause, and go to Instagram, look up Danny Morrell. What's that?
This live?
No, it's not live. We're recording it, and then I'll put it later. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's a rookie. That's okay. So go on Instagram and look for Danny Morrell and like me and follow me. And then go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/danny.morrell.page and like the page, because you'll be kept in the loop when we have interviews like this, when our book comes out. It's going to be pretty fantastic. So Claudia, talk to me about the overall advice that you would give someone. Well, let me ask you this question. What's it like being married to me? I mean, I think that's tough. You make it seem easy. You're really good at it, but
I think I've adapted to a lot of things.
Okay, so like what?
You know, you come to work and you give it 100%. Mm-hmm. You give it more than 100, you give it 200%. So by the time you get home, you just shut down and it's
I need to work on that.
About anything.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's you know, pretty much how it happens. You know, everybody always comes up to me and they say, "Oh, is Danny always like?" You know, they see you on stage. They're like, "Is Danny always like that on stage?" And I'm like, "No." Is he like that at home? And I'm like, "No, he's not." But you know, I mean, it just comes with it. It comes with the territory.
How about specifically? Forget about me. How about what is it like being married to a business person, and a business person with such a large vision?
Sometimes it's, you know, your visions are so big, your dreams are so big, and sometimes and this is normal, like the spouses are gonna, you know, they're gonna come home and they're gonna give you this big old vision, you're gonna be like, okay, yeah. However, I go along with it, because I know that you've set those visions before, and you've set them, and you've actually
accomplished them.
I've accomplished them.
So okay, so
even
now,
though I thought that's absurd, that's not gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen, and it happens.
Yeah.
All right. So look, now I'm gonna get tough on not the spouse. I'm gonna get tough on the business person, the me of this. Claudia just said something very important. Okay. You gotta go make it happen. You can talk all you want. You can dream all you want. You can make excuses all you want. I don't give a damn. At the end of the day, you want their support. Go prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Go make talk ain't shit. Talk is cheap, people. And I'm gonna say that. And then I'm gonna tell you guys something else. And this is from me to you. If you're out there doing business, the answer is always within. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that again. The answer is always within. And what I mean by that is this: is that so many people. It's one thing to be coachable, and it's another thing to always think that you have to ask somebody what to do before you do it. stop thinking that day. Just go do it, and it'll work itself out along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we were leaving our financial catastrophe, I remember I told her, listen to me, I'm not going to see you for 6 months, for 6 months. I said, give me 6 months and we'll be right back on our feet. And did that happen?
Yeah. And you know what? It happens every year, actually. In January, come January is the Mike Ferry, what is it? The Mike Ferry retreat.
The retreat. Like so, clockwork. Where am I at every January and every July?
And the Mike Ferry retreat.
Yep.
So when January comes, it's the beginning of the month, right? In January?
Yeah, the second week,
so
somewhere.
So I know that I have maybe like, okay, Christmas, New Year's, and Danny starts slowing down just a little bit. So I know that I have like his, I can start doing things with him. And I'm like, okay, we have his 100% attention. Because come that retreat.
Goodbye.
It's another 90 days.
Yeah.
That it's just nonstop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just, I know. So I take advantage of, you know, from Christmas to the New Year to that Mike Ferry retreat as I take advantage of it. And because January is gone. Like Danny is gone, completely gone.
Okay.
Especially February. So that's one thing that I'm just used to. I've been used to that, and it's a must though. I think those things are a must. I think that's where you re-energize, you get motivated, and then that, you know, transpires to the rest of the year.
Hmm.
It's the beginning of the year, and I think it's important. It's like, okay, go, do it. You know, because that's where you get your motivation. That's where you think bigger and you start, you know, you come back and you're like, I got this new idea. I'm like, oh, okay, that's great, babe. You know?
Yeah.
So you have new ideas and you have new dreams and you have a new vision. So I think that's important. That's okay. Very, very important.
Do you feel like I do a good job at taking time off when we need to take time off? Like we just for recently sure. rented a beautiful home. We took the family away. As a matter of fact, I'm the one that forced that one.
You did force that one. Yeah. I didn't want to go.
I did good.
You did do good. Yeah, I didn't want to go. But yeah.
But we had a beautiful time.
We did have a good time. Yeah. Yes.
And this weekend, we're going away. Just me and you.
I know.
Just me and you. Ooh,
and it's
baby.
For our anniversary.
It is. Yeah, it is. Absolutely. And you have some stuff planned.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You said you have something planned at Pebble Beach or something.
Oh, yeah.
Fool, you better have something planned.
Lauren.
All right. So now, final advice before we get to the questions from, because by the way, I've never had this many questions. I've never had this many questions come from one particular topic. So there's a lot of questions that I'm going to ask you from our listeners. So
okay.
Final advice for the spouse of someone who is out doing business.
I think my final advice is don't be so dependent on him, on your spouse. That's one thing that I wanted to discuss is, you know, even though we're a couple, we're a team, we're two independent people. Mm-hmm. Like we both have separate things. And that's one thing that where the respect comes into play. Like mm-hmm. we're two individual people doing, you know, two different things,
yeah.
two different roles.
Okay.
And so, I think for this final advice would be for the spouse is to not to be so dependent on the spouse.
Okay.
Although there's a thin line,
right?
But emotionally, not to be so dependent, and you know, communication is key.
Okay.
From the one that's out there working.
Okay, love it. All right. So here's what I'm gonna do. Favorite part of the show here. I'm gonna go first to my Facebook page, facebook.com/danny.morell.page. Let's see the questions that we have here. And then I'm going to go on my Instagram account and we'll figure some questions out. So here we go. Question number one, and this is from Randy Orchin. By the way, baby, you haven't met Randy. He's a great guy. Randy writes, how do you balance doing your part around the house and spending quality time with your kids and your wife so that they don't feel neglected and get the love and attention that they need and deserve? So I don't know if he's asking me that or you that. What do you think?
I think he's asking you.
He's asking me?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you the answer, Randy. Number one answer is marry right. I'll just be honest with you. Because again, and number two is communicate. And number three is have the guts to make big goals that are exciting for your family so that your family buys into those goals. Because I washed dishes. It was funny, this morning I was going to take a picture of myself in my suit, bringing in the trash cans. I do things, but I don't do that much. I'll be honest. It's Claudia's house. I mean, this, she runs the show, you know? But you know, I'm of the belief, and I'll just be honest with you guys. I'm of the belief, and Claudia does a lot too. She homeschools the kids. She works at the office. So even for her, it's tough sometimes. But I've always been of the belief that whatever needs to get done, if we can't do it, we'll just hire somebody to do it. And I can believe that and I can say that because I'm not afraid to go out and make the income that we need to go make that happen. Mm-hmm. And so when you have that sort of certainty, Randy, and when you're able to communicate that to your spouse, then you'll start to realize that you are responsible for doing less, and maybe she or he will pick up the slack because they know that in return, the rewards are going to be much greater. Now, if you're out there producing at a mediocre to minimum level, well, then you're going to get an earful and you're going to have to be doing a lot at home. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, I think that I think that's a tough situation because not everybody can get like a nanny. You know, we're fortunate to say we'll just hire somebody to do it. However, not a lot of people can, and I think that's where you know, putting it in the calendar is important.
Right.
For the spouse, you know, like the soccer games, I had to put it in your calendar, and I had to tell you and remind you that, you know, what, and the, you know, they go to practice swim and soccer 5 days a week. Maybe he can go to two of those, mm-hmm. you know, and because I know that it is hard, you know, but that's one thing that I would suggest on his for him. The other thing is, yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. All right. Here's a question from one of our newly minted favorite people, Jose Zavaza. We like Jose. He's a great guy. Jose writes, question for the show. How long did it take for you guys to understand each other's goals and priorities? I'll let you.
I think it was right from the get-go.
Right away?
Yeah, right away.
You bought in 100%?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if that's because you're a good salesperson, but...
I am a great salesperson.
But no, it was, I think it was right away because you always had it very, your vision was always very clear and is mm-hmm. written out. It was just, I probably saw it just as good as you saw it.
Okay, cool.
So there was never any doubt. And then sometimes I'd be like, well, what about this? Yeah, you know, you'd kind of go off of the vision, but well, what about this? And you're like, I changed it now. And I'm like, okay, well. You know, that's
Don't
great.
Forget. Yeah. Yeah. You know, here's some advice for all of you guys. I ask, you know, obviously we do a lot of training for our agents, and I ask my agents, how many of you guys are clear with my vision? And everybody puts their hand up. And then I ask them the second question, raise your hands if you're clear with my vision than you are with your own. And everybody will raise their hands. And so I think that the answer for that, Jose, and for everybody that's listening, is that once you get crystal clear with your vision and then you talk about it with confidence, people will buy in because we're naturally faith-filled people. We naturally want to believe in something bigger than ourselves. So so hopefully that answered that question. Okay, so let's go now to I'm sure there's going to be questions on my personal page. So let me see here. All right here, Vince Young, another one of my favorite people, asks, here's a question. As a wife, Claudia, do you believe that Danny sometimes prioritizes business matters over spending time with your family? And how do you both cope with the conflict either way?
Well, that's natural. Of course it's going to happen. You're a business-driven person, you know, man. So that is going to happen. Sometimes I just have to, you know, take it in, and I don't know. I mean, there's just sometimes, okay, for instance, Thursdays are one of my busiest days of the week with sports and everything.
Right.
Okay. Those days I expect you to be, help me out, pick one up, or, you know, otherwise I'm driving all over the place. So, the first, we had the onboarding. and it was a
it was on a Thursday.
It was on a Thursday, and you had to go to dinner. The first time I didn't know that there was an onboarding dinner, and so I was like, "What? I have to do all this by myself. This is hard, you know." But I just had to take it one for the team.
Honestly, guys, she just sucks it up and takes one. I mean, she's just.
I just have to take it for the team. There's nothing else. What am I going to tell him? Not to go to the dinner? Right. That's impossible. Like, yeah. I know how important those dinners are, so he has to be there. And it is what it is. I just have to take. Sometimes, if it's consistent, I can understand that sometimes it's a little draining and annoying.
And as a result, like, so here's some advice, Vince. So Thursday night, she was counting on me, so forth and so on. I couldn't make it. So then I'll make a mental note, and then Friday, I'll try to cut out a little early and spend more time. You just got to have that balance. That's my answer. But Vince, I want to clarify something. You said, do you feel, or you asked, that Danny sometimes prioritizes business over family? I don't see it that way. I don't see it as prioritizing. My priority is my family. And as a result of my priority being my family, then I've got to do really, really good at business. So, you know, I'm very big on language because language becomes a reality. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever, ever want to be considered as someone that prioritizes my business over my family. No, on the contrary, I want to give my family everything that they freaking deserve. And that is 1,000,000% my responsibility to be able to do that. And so I just know that I need to go out and perform on a day-to-day basis. Is that true? Is that what you sense? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go. We got a question from Matt Garabedian. Matt, does your wife help with the business day to day, or does she concentrate on the family with which with three kids as well is a job by itself? Matt, I have a super wife. She does both.
What was the question again?
Do you help with the business, or do you just do the business or home, and you do both?
Oh, I do both.
Yeah, she does both. Okay. So those are the Facebook questions. Going to hop over here to Instagram real fast. And let me see. By the way, we had a lot of questions on Instagram. Okay, here we go. Question number one. And this question is from Shane Stelly, which, by the way, Shane, from Keller Williams in Pinehurst, North Carolina. By the way, Shane, I saw this question popped up, and the answer was no. So I'm just letting you know. So Shane writes, but it's an honest question. If your spouse or significant other does not have the same drive as you to be successful, should you end the relationship? The answer is 100% no, okay? Because you made a commitment and you're going to stick to that commitment. As a matter of fact, I don't think Claudia has, I don't think out of 1,000 people, I could find maybe 2 or 3 people that has the same drive as I have to be successful. So to expect that from my wife, it ain't going to happen. That's not the question you're asking, Shane. I think the question you're asking is, how do we get more on board with the vision? And I think that we did a good job at explaining that during this podcast. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Or would you have any more advice for him on how he can get?
No.
But you also agree you don't quit. You work this thing out.
Yeah. No, definitely. I don't think that's even an option. I think you're in it, you know. You're ride or die, you know,
ride or die.
You're in it for the long haul.
Okay. Love it. So there's the answer. Mom to our two monkeys writes, love this idea. That's our friend from the country club. Mm-hmm. XBenny86 writes, how did you, Claudia, manage Danny's ups and downs throughout the process? How were you able to contribute?
Emotionally, I think my biggest contribution was being emotionally stable. I think that I had to do it.
Deep, by the way.
I think I had to do it. I think there wasn't any other option. I think that's what Danny needed me. That's what he needed in his life at that moment. And so I needed to provide that for him. If I was a wreck, like, you know, if I was a wreck in front of him, then he would start to just kind of like collapse. That's not where I wanted. That's not the direction that I wanted my family to go to. And especially the man of the house that is going out there to work, and he needed that confidence to go out there and work. So,
you know what I'm reminded of? We have these friends, Jeremy and Michelle, who I love him to death. They've been friends forever. Jeremy was trying to become a firefighter literally for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he never gave up. He never gave up. And he finally made it. And I remember that because of what we went through, you mm-hmm. were able to give Michelle some advice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
definitely.
Yeah, same type
same
of
thing.
It. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So love it, love it. Sometimes, guys, you go through tough things so that you can help other people get through what it is that they're getting through. And hopefully, for a lot of you guys, you've been getting some nuggets from this episode that you can go work on with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. I.sell.homes on Instagram writes, how do you manage being there for the little important events in your kids' life, such as dropping them off at school or field trips, or just being around when you should be prospecting or having an open house or on a listing appointment, etc.? I'm finding it hard to be an amazing husband, amazing father, and successful entrepreneur at the same time. It seems as if something is always sacrificed. I.sellhomes, let me answer to you straight. The answer is yes, something will always be sacrificed. You have to learn to deal with that. You have to learn to get your family to buy in. Though I don't drop the kids off at school all the time, if you follow me on Instagram, I do it every once in a while when I can. But for the most part, how could I say this? That's not the expectation in our family. The expectation in our family that dad goes out and succeeds in the best way possible, so that our family can grow and accomplish what our family would like to accomplish. So I think that when the expectations are set correctly, then you don't feel bad. And again, I'm just blessed with an incredible wife and incredible kids.
I think there's some working moms that also may feel with that guilt too.
Oh, and okay.
I think that's important. I mean, for those moms that do work full time and they're the ones that are bringing home, that they have to do that. I don't think that they should feel guilty. I think that they should look at their kids' schedule to see what, once a month or something that they can give in and, put it in their calendar and go on that field trip
right.
or go, drop them off at school. They can do that maybe once a week. And when they do, the kids get excited, even when Danny does it. So, and I know because mom's guilt always comes into play. And mom's guilt is different from the dad's. It just is. But moms can just also just put it in their schedule and, figure it out. There's no reason for to feel guilty. If you're a working mom, then you can just, you shouldn't deal with that. You shouldn't deal with that guilt. It's not fair for you.
So, and I'm going to take it a step further. I mean, literally right now, I'm just giving you a real life example. Right now, I'm in Mission Viejo, one of our eight offices, and I have my sales meeting that I'm going to give at 11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then that sales meeting will end by 12:30. And mm-hmm. I am literally getting in my car and driving home and I'm done. And I'm literally done until Monday. There is no guilt in that. Why? People, please listen to me. You will never have guilt with taking weekends off or taking time off to be at your kids' events if when you're supposed to be working, you're actually working. The only time that you have guilt with any of that stuff is if when you didn't accomplish what you knew you were supposed to accomplish during your time at work. That's the only time. And so that's one of my motivating factors is I want to live guilt-free. As a matter of fact, guilt is suffering. There is no guilt in my life at all whatsoever. And in order to be able to accomplish that, when I'm at work and I'm focusing on the things that I need to be focused on. Cuban.
And when there is times when the kids are like, oh, is daddy going to drop us off? Like, they'll say stuff like that. And it's like, hey, Danny, do you want to drop off the kids on next Tuesday? Whatever.
She'll say it and I'll say, yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. And it is what it is. It's done. And then the kids are excited and everybody's happy.
Do you guys notice how matter of fact we are? We don't allow suffering. Tony Robbins teaches there's only two states you can be in, a loving state or a suffering state. And suffering begets more suffering. We just don't play those games. We just don't do that with each other. We just refuse. We refuse. Cuban Product writes, by the way, Cuban Product, you do a great job at asking questions on Instagram, but it's a couple. I don't know if you're a guy or a gal. I don't know your name, so shoot me a message, introduce yourself. But Cuban Product writes, what attracted you to Danny and what continues to keep you so supportive Ooh, I want to hear this. What attracted you to Danny? And when the times were most difficult financially, did you have doubts, and was that the turning point? And what was the turning point? And then finally, the strength of a relationship is measured the most when the times are difficult. What kept you going? Oh, there you go, Jose Ortega. Jose Ortega, nice to meet you, my friend. Go for it. That was like three questions.
Yeah, it was.
But the best one was, what attracted you to Danny? So let's hear that
I
one.
I think it was genuinely his heart. He had a good heart. He wanted to, you know, he had a good heart. I knew that he was in it for me, for who I am, for what he looked inside my soul. Like, it wasn't anything, it wasn't materialistic. It wasn't anything other than just genuine love for me. And then I just thought that Danny was a good person, a good human. He cared about others. He cared for his family. He put his family first. And I knew that he had, he was going to go places. I knew that he was going to have a good vision for his family, for his own family. Mm. I think that was important to me.
Awesome. And when the times, I think we answered this, but when the times were most difficult financially, did you have doubts? And what was the turning point?
I mean, obviously you do have doubts, but you just don't express those doubts. I think I never dwelled on those doubts, is what I guess I can say. I never dwelled on those doubts. I just kind of like, they would come through me and then I would just erase them, I guess you can say, because I knew what the outcome was going to be, and I knew that the outcome was going to be good, so we were going to come out of that.
Okay, awesome, fantastic, and I think that is it. Yep, that's it. That's all the questions. This has been the longest show so far. This has been, I think, the best show. I can't wait to hear it myself so that I could follow my own advice on this one. Babe, do you have anything to add?
Nope.
No? Well, I am complete. If you are complete, I feel like, guys, you know when you go to a movie and you see like the star of the movie and then you have a crush on that star for like 2 or 3 days? I feel like you guys are all about to get a real big crush on my wife, and I just want to let you know it's okay because she is a badass wife, all right? So, no, but seriously, babe, on behalf of, you know, myself and my boys, you are just, you're literally the most rock solid human being I know. You don't need any attention. You don't need any you don't need anything. You're just so real, so raw, so genuine, so strong, so secure is the word. And as a result of that, you allow me to go out and go conquer the world, go have my crazy ideas, go fall on my face, and you're there to help me get right back up. So thank you for that. And I love you for that.
Love you.
That was it. Nice and simple. Episode 37. Can we cuddle? Not physically right now, but we will when I get home. Episode 37 of the Real Estate Sales Show is a wrap. For those of you listening to the show for the first time, go to realestatesalesshow.com. Subscribe to the show so that you never miss another episode. For those of you that will be joining us at Relentless, it's going to be a fantastic event at the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim, California. And if you haven't subscribed to the show, grab your iPhone, click on the podcast app, and just type in Danny Morell or type in Real Estate Sales Show. Click subscribe so you never miss another show. And for those of you guys that are on Androids, you can do the same thing by downloading the Stitcher app. That's it. That's a wrap. Until next time, guys. Hey, think big, act big, talk big, expect big, and you'll receive big. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.